RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring Jason Jones. Bring Jason Jones in. He's got a Raiders hat on. His team's 1-0.
Well, you know, feels good.
Of course, he's got to come on dressed for Halloween in September.
What are you talking about, man? We're making a run, man. Don't worry about what we're doing. We're making a run.
Making a run at what?
Making a run at getting ready to beat your ass in the postseason.
Well,
if we get there.
The great part about this is you're not going to be able to beat the Dodgers' ass in the postseason if you don't beat them in the regular season.
Well, that's a good point.
You've got seven games against Jason Jones' Dodgers remaining on your 18-game schedule.
I'm trying to get the Dodgers in the wild card, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
You want to lose again in the playoffs to the Dodgers?
No, well, whatever. Like, we still got more championships. I mean, you guys still
you
got a lot to catch up on. But I just want to get you in the wild card in general. Not
Niner Cowboy fan. Talk about the most recent stuff. No, let's go back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Really going.
And 10 years ago. I'm talking about the last time. What happened the last time?
You guys won the series.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about 2010.
That's what's up. I mean, that look, when you don't have lineage, that's what you go to. You know, when you ain't got three of them things in the last 15 years, that's what you go to. When you only got one, you got to focus on the one, and I understand that.
Well, they have two.
I'm sorry, our
they definitely don't have two.
We have two.
No,
and I'm sorry.
The hell you do.
I'm sorry, our Balco lineage isn't as deep as yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where did Ryan Mondesi get his stuff from? What was that play? Where did Piazza get his stuff from? What was that place called?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think Piazza was Balco.
Kevin Brown, where'd he get his juice from?
I don't know, but Piazza made the Hall of Fame, so clearly they know he was never using that stuff with the Dodger. Clearly he was.
He was good.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. Yeah, no. He's
everyone clean, in the Hall just of clean. Fame. Everyone in the Hall of Fame is clean.
Pudge.
Yeah, exactly. If you make the Hall of Fame, that means you never did anything wrong.
That's right. We all know that. That's right.
I mean, I don't understand, you know, there's a reason why guys like Clemens and Bonds aren't in. They're clearly bad people.
Obviously.
Because the Hall of Fame would never let a bad person in, ever.
Never. No, Ty Cobb was a great stand-up guy.
Yeah, outstanding citizen, you know. No, a friend
Man
of all
of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ty Cobb was a friend of all humanity.
Yeah. Ty Cobb was.
Look at and be like, look, we heard Jason on the radio talking about how much he loves Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb probably jumped up with excitement.
Like, we heard you. We heard you.
He probably jumped up with excitement when he saw Nick Bosa. Dislodge that ball there at the end of the game. He's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Attaboy.
Go get him.
Attaboy.
I think Nick would have probably been more happy if that had been Geno back there, though.
Well, so we speculated that maybe he didn't know Geno wasn't there anymore.
He didn't want to actually hit Darnold. You know, he was like, let me use the lineman. You know, I can't, you know, actually hit him.
Yeah, he didn't deliver the hit with that one. He just
he was like, I can't really do it. He's like, oh, what if I see Kyler Murray, though? It's on.
He just pushed the offensive lineman. I'll let you guess what ethnicity he was. Pushed him into the to Darnold. You offered more.
Pushed him right into that's Sam why Darnold.
That's why I laugh whenever I see like black folks in a Bosa jersey. I'm like, of all crazy. The guys on the team, that's the guy you bought?
That is crazy.
Of all of them?
I'll be honest.
All of them?
I haven't seen that.
I saw it on Facebook on Sunday. I was like, really?
I was like,
was Brock Purdy sold out? Was Fred Warner not available?
You think,
don't like Trent? I mean, all the guys, and the person who was wearing it is a Beyonce fan, too.
That's crazy.
Was so confused.
He lost his damn mind.
I was like, I'm like, okay. That's like me rocking a Max Crosby jersey right now.
I saw a lot of 97 jerseys in Rockland over the weekend.
It checks out.
I'm sure.
Yeah. That was tough.
Not many throwback Kaepernick jerseys up there.
Not many. How do you feel after week one, man? I thought your Raiders looked really good. Like, I loved that first drive. I love Geno. I mean, a term we used a lot yesterday was, hey, this looks like a competent football team right now.
Man, Raider fans lost their mind. We saw like a quarterback that was competent. I mean, you don't even have to be great. It was just like, wow, he actually threw an accurate pass.
That's how 49ers fans are going to feel when the kicker makes a 30-yard field goal next week.
Actually, Jake Moody won them that game because he's like, we can't go. We got to go for it on fourth down from the 20. We can't risk this.
That's just crazy. That's what we're left with.
We can't do this. This is a 38-yard field goal. Having a quarterback and a running back, that's why I was laughing. I saw the clip of Antonio Pierce saying, all I wanted was a quarterback and a running back.
It looked good, though.
I liked what I saw. I mean, offensively, like I said, just the fact they had the ability to throw the ball. I don't think people realize how bad it was last year. I don't know how Jacoby Myers caught all those passes. I'm like, because there was literally no reason to be afraid of them passing the ball. I like Chip Kelly, he was scheming up some stuff, moving guys around, got multiple receivers involved, which was rare. Last year was like either throw to Myers, Bowers, or take a sack. I'm not going to act like they beat, the 95 Cowboys, but this is the same team that last year or the year before lost to some quarterback who was like a Division III guy for Chicago. They also had Josh McDaniels as a coach at some point. So wow. I think going from 2 years ago, it was Josh. Go from that to Pete Carroll. I mean, you go from whoever Antonio Pierce hired as coordinator for who that guy was to Chip Kelly. I think, you keep Patrick Graham, I like what I saw, for week one, like I said, Raider fans are like, oh my God, we haven't seen a quarterback that we didn't want to fight since maybe 2016 Derek Carr.
Did you see that clip of Antonio Pierce saying he wanted to draft a running back and they wouldn't let him? Antonio.
Yeah, well, he wanted a quarterback too. And I think you can't hate on the Bowers pick though.
No, not at all.
I didn't have the Bowers pick at all. That was like, because the guy I wanted was Jalen Carter a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And they took whatchamacallit.
Well, he wouldn't have even played on Sunday.
He wouldn't have spit on the cold. But a couple of years ago, I wanted Jalen Carter. They took the dude from Texas Tech who, like, we're just hoping he flashes. I'm like, come, I'm tired of you guys drafting people that 3 years later. You're still hoping he shows something. Yeah. I can't. You can't be mad at the Bowers pick.
No. By the way, Brock Bowers says his knee is fine. He's day to day.
There we go.
He said there's nothing to be concerned about. Of course, this is Brock Bowers saying that. So, certainly better than the alternative because that was a little scary. But he says his knee is fine.
The alternative being George Kittle.
The alternative being George Kittle. That's right.
Yeah, Raiders got arguably, best tight end in football in the team.
Sure. They might. Yeah, they might. I mean, Kansas City.
He had that one long catch. I'm like, he's out running people. I said, okay, got some things working here. You know, you got Myers going.
Like the other two that we talk about, Bowers is a playmaker. Mm-hmm. Like he's far above the scope of a tight end. Like he is a playmaker.
Facts.
Yeah. He's a tight end that you've got to go into the game and say we have to put two guys on him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got to take him away. And that's what made the offense so hard to watch last year, that you saw teams do that and they just couldn't figure out how to do anything. I mean, the running game was atrocious, you know. Who was the running back? Was it the dude from they got from Minnesota? And
Madison? I was last year.
That's it was crazy. Madison and Zamir White, and Zamir couldn't hold on to the ball. Yeah. Yeah. There was just so much wrong with them last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take my week one overreactions, you know.
Not They're wrong going with to it.
The Super Bowl, you know.
Okay.
You know, everyone's either really good or really bad after week one. You know how it is.
Raiders are beating the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. Everybody,
all of them,
they're ready to make a
all
run.
Of them. They're going, you know. Well, you know, the Ravens are already in playoff form, so hey,
damn,
oh,
damn, Ravens.
That's uncalled for.
Ravens got to wear this one this week, man. They got to wear it, man, because that was.
I don't know if it was September or January when I saw that game.
Mm-mm. You know what's funny to me? You know what's interesting to me is how the Ravens get this label of chokers, and they can't never win the big one. Nobody says that about the Bills.
I don't know about. Nobody know what it is, I think? At least in a couple of their losses, you could say.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Josh Allen balled out and they just didn't win. The Ravens don't have a playoff loss. Maybe you include the one from last year then Lamar had two turnovers, I think. So you don't have that game where you're like, man, Lamar was
he wasn't perfect, but when he needed to be, he was.
Mm. Yeah.
He couldn't have done anything more what did Giselle say? He can't throw it and catch it.
Yeah, but he also put the ball on the ground. And, you know, you, the knock would then be, well, if he doesn't do what – I mean, Baltimore controlled that game last year. Yeah. They lost the game because of Lamar's turnovers.
Mm-hmm. And
Mark Andrews. I mean, even the game on Sunday, for
brutal. What,
55 yeah. minutes, Baltimore was the better team.
Yeah.
And then all of us, you know, then Derrick Henry all one of a sudden decides he doesn't want to hold on to the ball.
I mean, the Bills didn't have the Chiefs come to their place in a divisional round 2 years ago and choked away a win. Like they were in the lead, I think, in the fourth quarter, maybe third quarter. Josh Allen drove them down, missed the third down. They missed the field goal, couldn't get it done.
You know what I think that is more than anything else? It's in a, because it's only one team. It's an appreciation of Patrick Mahomes.
True.
It doesn't change the scenario. You're 100% right. But I think it's more of a, man, the Bills did it again versus, man, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs did it again.
And they ignore when Joe Burrow beat his ass in Buffalo.
Yeah, kind of the story is that outside of Joe Burrow and now Jalen Hurts, no one beat Tom Brady? Nobody beats Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I think if you're losing to the Chiefs, it's like, okay, well, they lost to the team that won the Super Bowl. It's like the Ravens don't have that. We lost to the Chiefs. When they did play the Chiefs, it was that game where Lamar wouldn't run. It was like, what are you doing? Run. Mm. And it was almost like he was going to prove that game he could pass. Mm. So I'm a big Derrick Henry fan. You know, they have a running back who's a primary back. They're not doing the platoon thing. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. I would love to see them advance, but I mean, when I watch the Ravens, I really don't give a damn about what they do until January. I really don't. Mm-hmm. To me, none of it matters to me, you know, what, you know, because when you can look around and say, well, Joe Burrow beat them. You know, so it's like, and the same goes to me with Josh Allen. At this point, those two guys kind of have the same thing.
It feels like the Ravens need to win games. Josh Allen needs to beat one person.
He does, but like I said, we ignored it. Joe Burrow went into his building and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, was that 3 years ago?
It was in the same run.
Yeah.
It was in the same run.
Yeah, it was.
My whole thing. We don't talk about the Bills in that way, but we talk about the Ravens in that way.
Hmm.
I think part of that is that how many MVPs does Lamar have now?
Two.
But two or three?
Two. Yeah, he was two. And I think
part of it is just that Lamar is so spectacular that it's like, well, why? I think it's almost an indictment just on how good he is. Mm-hmm. And then you look at that roster beyond Lamar. I mean, you look at the rosters on Sunday. To me, it's not close who has a better roster. I mean, I would take Zay Flowers over any receiver that Buffalo has. I would take Baltimore's tight ends. I would take Derrick Henry over Cook. I would take Lamar. I'd take Lamar over Josh Allen. You know, defensively, neither team looked great. But I think in terms of like star power or guys who I think could make plays, I would probably still go. No, the Ravens don't. I mean, Buffalo doesn't have a Kyle Hamilton. They don't have a Marlon Humphrey at corner. So I think it's also, a little bit unfair that they act like it's just Lamar. It's not just Lamar. Mm. But, you know, I just think he's going to bear the brunt of that until they break through.
Yeah. Both of them. I think both of those teams are ready to dethrone the Chiefs in the AFC this year. Either one of those teams.
Yeah, I don't care who does it. Could someone please, you know, end the Devil's Run somehow?
What if it's the Chargers?
I mean, they damn near won. That's not
gonna What if it's the Niners? Like, what if the Niners beat them?
Well, they can't do it because they'll get to the fourth quarter and Shanahan will have a lead.
Would you be happy? Would you be happy if the Niners beat the Chiefs and like made Patrick Mahomes look crazy?
I would not be happy I would not be happy in this sense. I live in Northern California. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear Niner fans talk. Do I want the Chiefs to win? No. So I don't want to hear Niner fans. Like I said, that would be the Super Bowl I hope gets canceled. Like, you know, the lights go out, you know, they declare it a tie. I don't know. Why do they have to win at all? But the Chargers won't because we know what the Chargers do in the postseason. They don't, you know, we know what they do. I think the best hope is Lamar or Josh Allen.
Or maybe the
division is finally so tough that they get beat up a bit and they get to the playoffs and, you know, maybe, you know, they got to go on the road twice. I don't know.
This will be the year, Jason. It's not happening this year for the Chiefs. It ain't happening.
I said that 2 years ago. They won the damn Super Bowl.
No.
I said, there's no way that I'm like, objectively, the Niners are a better team than them. I'm like, the Niners should win this game. Like, they're objectively a better team.
I thought they should have lost all three of those games in the play. They should have lost to the Bills. They should have lost to the Ravens. They should have lost to the Niners. And they won the Super Bowl.
I was like, this is the year. I'm like, they were not the better team, at least, I mean, player, like roster by roster. And at least two of those games, they were not the better team. Mm. But like I said, Patrick Mahomes, I don't know what deal he made. I guess the deal that Brady made, he, you know, once Brady retired, you know, Satan said, hey, Patrick, I still got some more of that stuff over here if you want it. You know, because, I mean, they damn near won the game last week.
See, that fourth down when Khalil Mack was chasing him and I forgot who it was wide open. 40
yeah, I'm
yards.
Like, said, how does that keep happening for him? How does that keep happening for him? It was like, even like the Kelce touchdown, it was like, you both, I mean, we know he's not the same Travis Kelce that he was a few years ago, but you still don't leave him wide open. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I will believe the Chiefs are dead when they're dead. I don't believe they are yet. I can't accept. Because remember a couple of years ago, remember Detroit went in there and beat them up opening night, and it was like, okay, maybe it's a new day. Mm-hmm. AFC title game. There's Kansas City there again somehow.
Shifting away from the NFL, we have not had the opportunity to talk to you about this yet. Last Wednesday, one of the most amazing NBA stories in history broke, and it involves Kawhi Leonard, aspiration, and your beloved Los Angeles Clippers. And when I say beloved, boy, do I mean that as a joke. What? I mean, and then today we've got like a Toronto report where the details of the 2019 Raptors negotiation with Kawhi Leonard has been made public. And Uncle Dennis's request for owning part of the Maple Leafs and $10 million in endorsements a year.
I respect this gangster. He's like, I'm going to ask for whatever.
I'm going to ask for the hockey team.
Ask for it.
As if Kawhi was going to a bunch of Maple Leafs games or something. The only time I've ever seen Kawhi like happy at a sporting event was either at a Padres game. I mean, he was behind home plate all smiling like, yeah. I was like, you're more excited at that game than you are at a Clipper game. Yeah, I mean, this thing, can we start with that Steve Ballmer interview where he expects us to, they swindled me too. They conned me. Okay, Steve, they conned. Okay. Did you talk to Kawhi? No. Okay.
He was real careful not to throw Kawhi and Uncle Dennis under the bus, though, mm-hmm. in that interview. Mm-hmm. He was really, really careful with his words.
Yeah, I mean, after that interview aired, I had a bunch of my homies hit me going, I mean, who don't even, they were like, that was a terrible interview. Like, they didn't ask him any, like, no follow-up. Like, well, why haven't you talked to Kawhi? I'm supposed to believe that you're accused of circumventing, you know, and then the other report comes out, well, he got another $20 million over here, too. Hmm. I mean, these are some pretty damning things. And the idea, you know, and then that tweet resurfaces for every retweet. They're going to plant a tree or whatever. And just the idea of trees being planted in Kawhi, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, and I just remember that 2019 because, you know, I'm covering the NBA then, and there were all type of rumors floating around about what Kawhi would or would not do. And basically, and I know people who have been around that organization and talked to people, and they all told me, you know, Kawhi wants it basically a situation he can control. Hmm. Or he is in control. He can do what he wants, basically, whether that be Kawhi saying it or Uncle Dennis. That was the word out there. Like, the word out there back then was that Kawhi was like, I'm not playing more than 60 games a season ever again, ever. Do not expect me to play 80 games for you. If you sign me, you get me for basically, two-thirds of the season at best in the playoffs. That was the word 6 years ago. And, you know, and the whole Paul George thing, you know, he wanted to, poor Paul George is just a pawn in Kawhi's life. He's like, wherever I go, I'm going to bring PG. And it's actually, one of the homies made a good point. He said,
Toronto, by the way, I don't know that I mentioned that. I'm sorry, Jason. Paul George was on the list of demands for Toronto.
Yeah, he was on. He was like, yeah, and get me Paul George. Poor Kyle Lowry doesn't even realize that Kawhi was going to ship him out. Siakam didn't even know that he wasn't wanted.
Crazy.
I'm like, did Paul George have his own mind, or was it just whatever you want me to do, Kawhi? You know, and someone said, because you remember last year when Paul left the Clippers, there was kind of like...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Felt like he took it real personally. They chose Kawhi. I said, maybe he was mad that he didn't get the tree deal too. He's like, hold up. You gave that man a tree deal.
Didn't get the tree
deal. And I played way more than him. Not that he didn't also get hurt, but like, I'm out there playing in the playoffs with no help, and he's getting money from trees. not even real trees. Maybe that's why Paul George was annoyed. He was like, I got to take less money and no tree money? And to me, it would be so Clippers if they did all this and they still couldn't get out the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
To do all that, to go lose in the first round last year, or do all that and to lose in the second round, or blow 3-1 leads in the playoff. I mean, you got to think about what Kawhi has done since he's been there. Because you all know the backstory about who Paul George's ex is and all that or whatever. That man made Doc Rivers coach the man who cheated on his daughter. Allegedly. Yeah. He made Doc Rivers coach his daughter's ex.
And look, ironic,
that man That man Kawhi is a gangster. He don't say nothing. He still got them braids. He ain't cutting off. That man is a gangster. I'd be afraid of Kawhi Leonard if I was down in L.A.
Well, look, ironically, the time they went the furthest they ever went, Kawhi didn't even play.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying PG got to be like, well, I got to the conference finals. I can't get no fake deal to endorse. I don't know, you know, smog free car or something. He's like, where are my 48? Come on, Mr. Ballmer, where are my 28 million on the side for not doing anything?
Jay, you mentioned that you were covering the league in 2019 when all of this stuff allegedly had happened, and there were rumors out there regarding Kawhi or Uncle Dennis and their respective demands. But how we've been trying to figure out, like, and we've gotten a little insight on it, like, how prevalent is this type of stuff?
I don't know how prevalent it is. I think what made this one so different was that this is not the agent asking, but this is, you know, this is his uncle who clearly has a bigger voice in these rooms than actually even Kawhi does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been what Mark Cuban said, you know, you can't really be mad at Dennis for asking for whatever. He's not an agent. He can't really get in trouble for asking for stuff. Making this tell him it's against the rules. But I'm, you know, I just think it's just, you know, when you start seeing all this stuff come out, like a private, not can my family fly on the plane? Because remember, what was the story that Orlando lost Tim Duncan because Doc wouldn't let his family on the team plane or something?
Yeah.
Imagine that, how the NBA shifted because the coach was like, no, your wife can't be on the plane. Man, if I was Orlando, I'd have let Tim Duncan's wife, kids, that would have been their personal family flight. I wouldn't have cared if it meant getting Tim Duncan.
Personal family
flight. I mean, that whole family, they could have been on the road with him all year if that made Tim Duncan happy. You know, oh, you need your kids at all 82? Okay, come on. Hop on the plane, you know. But, yeah, I think there's – guys are always going to try to get what they can, but I think there's ways to do it other than what this appears to be. You know, because I think someone said it's not crazy that a team sponsor – would want to have the team's most popular player, you know, in an endorsement deal. You know, I forgot who's the Kings like patch person now.
Oh, well, we lost it. It was that license plate company.
Yeah, they didn't replace it yet.
Nah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of a weird.
The DEI era of Sacramento was over. They decided they didn't need to use that anymore. Yeah.
That'd be kind of a weird thing to have, like, Sabonis touting his license plate. Yeah, I don't know what you would do with that, but, you know.
Can't remember what that thing was called. I want to say Revive. It wasn't Revive. It was something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think this – I think that you're going to have guys ask people to trade for people. That's not uncommon or crazy. I mean, guys are going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you look at – kind of the totality, it makes a lot more sense why Kawhi was not going to be a Spur for life. if there was one team where he couldn't get away with doing all this, you know, it would have, and this was what's as crazy is he didn't go to the Lakers where Jeannie Buss probably would have tried to do everything for him. But she's not rich like Ballmer. She couldn't have dropped 50 million on trees. You know, she couldn't have been. I got to stop saying paying for trees because that sounds like something else. But
well, we said that the Kings and every other away team needs to play money trees every time that.
Oh, you got to. You got to. I mean, you got to invite the Stanford tree. You know, I mean, you know, it's got to be like environmental night when the Clippers are in town.
Oh, yeah. Plant a tree night.
You
know, yeah.
You got to bring kids out there to bring their tree, their little trees are going to go outside of Golden 1, the half court. But so then again,
it's a spire night at the Golden 1 Center. Everybody, tell us what you aspire to be.
Yeah. What are your aspirations in life, little Johnny?
Hello, Johnny.
I mean, it's bad enough the Clippers mascot is a bird in knee pads. Now this.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just such a Clipper thing to happen.
If, and we have gone back and forth on whether we actually think this is going to happen, but hypothetically, if Adam Silver levied some stern ramifications on the Los Angeles Clippers for this, a stern punishment, is there an argument to be made? Because I tried to make one, that Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers is one of the worst in league history.
I think there's an argument to be made.
Given the fact you lost 5 first-round picks to acquire Paul George, which was allegedly a part of the deal, you lost the SGA, and now you potentially add more draft picks onto this, a huge fine, and ultimately it winds up with Kawhi Leonard's contract potentially being voided, him no longer being on your team, Paul George already being on the surgery table in Philadelphia, and you walking away with absolutely nothing.
You've got no championships.
Nothing. You got the Intuit Dome.
Nothing. Yeah.
Which I think you were going to get anyways.
And think about it. It was already going to look bad given all the injuries and the time you missed.
Yeah.
Right.
So you add that, you know, it's like you weren't, I mean, there's a lot of times where you went to a Clipper game and the best player was not, it was either Paul George or last year Norman Powell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you traded Norman Powell in the offseason. So, I mean, yeah, they gave up a – I remember somebody told me back then, they gave up a lot to sell their soul to get Kawhi Leonard. They gave up a lot of control and everything. And remember part of that story, too, was the reason why the Lakers were mad because they thought they had him. And then basically Kawhi was like, you don't get me Paul George, come go to the Lakers. And, okay, well, what do you want to give up? You know, okay, well, how many picks you want? Okay, whatever, you know. I don't know how true that is, but like I said, there were so many stories flying around about Kawhi back then, about what he did or didn't want. But in retrospect, in terms of like cover, if he wanted to like chill, he should have went to the Lakers. Because if you're on LeBron's team, I mean, he would have had LeBron and AD. He really could have just been like, hey, I'm the number 3 guy. I got bad knees. I'm just trying to get ready for the postseason. But, you know, there's also the kind of the specter of you go to the Clippers, there's no pressure. There's pressure, you know, there's pressure on the Lakers. I mean,
you've been playing with LeBron James. All this,
even with all this happens since he's been a Clipper, no one in LA really cares if they haven't done anything. No one really cares.
You know like, what we really missed out on? LeBron's tweets if Kawhi Leonard was on his team. Like Kawhi Leonard missing his 15th game of the season. Like, what would LeBron's tweet say?
His cryptic tweet about some guys just don't seem to want to play, go all out, you know. Mm-hmm. He's like, he'll be tweeting at Kevin Love, like, I'm sorry, or random stuff like that. They'll go on a road game and they'll play against Kyrie. They'll talk about how Kyrie always fought to get back on the court and how, you know, just how, you know.
I remember Kyrie's gutty performance in the 2016 playoffs.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Kyrie got hurt, but you never questioned if he wanted to be out there. And then Kawhi's over there sitting at him like, so?
He really wouldn't care.
The part about Kawhi, it's like, I don't think you can even make Kawhi mad. Even I imagine with all this stuff going on, he's just working out, chilling.
He's at the U.S. Open.
He's chilling at the U.S. Open. He wasn't thinking about none of this. He's like, it's whatever. It's good. Jason,
other sporting events.
The thing about it, though, we talked about this when it happened, is if I'm the Clippers, yeah, I'd do it again. I take the chance again.
I don't know.
I get why they did it but I mean, that man signed with them. Like, I'm going to live in San Diego. Okay. Whatever you want. I mean, because the Clippers had never gotten a big free agent before, ever.
Well, congratulations to them. They got one.
They got one.
All that said, they got
Alexander, who won the MVP to do it.
Yeah, they got one conference finals appearance that he missed. it's such a Clipper way for this thing to end. They void the contract and he's like, I guess I'll go, you know, and then the ultimate insult would be like, I've made all my money off of aspiration and Steve and Mr. Ballmer, I'll go sign with like the Warriors or the Lakers for like nothing and just chill. I mean, that would be the – I would still be shocked they voided his deal if they find something, but who knows?
Uncle Dennis going to go to Utah and say, pay me. We're living in San Diego. We'll fly here.
I'll see you every other day. I don't practice. I fly in for games.
Jay, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you as always.
I'll meet you in Texas at the road. On the road. I'm not flying with you guys.
There it is.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.